I could never get you down there. Maybe all in the trees and the forest.
Oh, maybe some spots of the southeast
yes.
can't get us.
And down in Wales, I could never get
you. Oh, no. Well, we're not supposed to transmit to Wales. We're only a London and the southeast radio station.
Yes, I know. I used to try.
I hope you'll be listening tomorrow morning. Now, promise me you'll be on parade at 6 o'clock for Brian and myself.
Yes, I will, because I really look forward to the night, and I listen in the day
as
well.
Well, we've got one of your favourites, I'm sure, at least, Clive Ball, who will be doing the Friday, Saturday and Sunday Nightline programmes. And we've got a new chap called Jeremy Dry, who'll be doing the Nightline show from Monday to Thursday. The Nightline times have been slightly altered, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., but I hope you're listening. And I am certain that Clive Ball, for one, will be including all the stuff that's proved so popular in the past, interviews and competitions and quizzes and that sort of thing. I'm sure that Clive will include them. So keep listening, Nancy. On parade, 6 o'clock tomorrow. If Brian and myself can do it, so can you. And thanks for the song. Douglas Cameron with you on The Breakfast Call for another 39 minutes.
This is a DHL Worldwide Express time check.
And the more discerning of you will have worked out from my last remark that it's 21 minutes past 8.
DHL Worldwide Express for overnight delivery to New York.
Are you suffering from a hernia? Can you face a long wait for surgery? Are you worried about the amount of time you'll have to take off work? At the London Hernia Center, our experienced specialist surgeons offer the very latest mesh repair technique. So you can have a daycare operation under local anesthetic and be back at work after just a short convalescence. Find out more about our quick, safe hernia operations at affordable prices. Call the London Hernia Center on 071-328-1228. That's 328-1228.
Win a home through the Evening Standard keyhole. Win a superb three-bedroom house with garage quality built by Barrett. Or win a luxury Barrett Thameside apartment with two bedrooms, fitted kitchen, and carpeted throughout. Pick up a game card from your newsagent or Evening Standard office and place over the grid in the Evening Standard. Reveal 6 keys and win a home worth over £100,000, plus hundreds of cash prizes must be won. 2 homes and £50,000 cash must be won through the Evening Standard keyhole. Game cards available all this week, no purchase necessary.
22 and a half minutes past 8, Pippa with the latest traffic.
And DHL Mobile's reporting an accident at Junction 10 on the M25 at the roundabout there. That's currently causing clockwise delays. And we've got London Bar delays following accidents. One on the A2 Rochester Way Relief Road at the Dunstan Interchange. Carriageway currently down to one lane there. And also in Plumstead, where there's been an accident on the High Street at the junction with Griffin Road. Elsewhere, London Bar traffic really very busy indeed. The A2 westbound slow through Blackheath and New Cross, as is the A200 coming down from Greenwich into Rotherhithe. Westbound traffic very heavy on the A13 coming down from the Canningtown flyover now to the Blackpool Tunnel northern approach, and northbound traffic on the Blackpool Tunnel southern approach tailing back to the South Circular at Eltham. Motorways also still fairly busy. M3 busy coming up from Bagshot at Junction 3. M11 southbound into Junction 4 and the A406 North Circular still very heavy, and we've got eastbound tailbacks on the M4 from the elevated section in Brentford right the way back to Junction 5, the Langley intersection. On London's Underground, delays continue on the Waterloo and City Line. Some cancellations on the train Shenfield to Liverpool Street at 8:24, Hounslow to Waterloo at 8:26.
If your computer has a modem, you'll be amazed how easy it is to send messages all over the world. Just log on to Cosmos BBS on 081-690-558, the friendly community bulletin board.
Pippa Sparks reporting from the LBC Traffic Centre.
The time, 8:24.
What's your American dream? Flying in a helicopter over Manhattan. Then in the evening, ice skating in Central Park.
It would be totally despicable if you didn't bring them to L.A. and Disneyland.
Escape to Alcatraz. Cross the Golden Gate Bridge. Travel in a cable car up and down the famous hills of San Francisco. Or maybe you'd prefer to be sleepless in Seattle. Or visiting America's capital, Washington, D.C. Starting Monday, News Talk 11:52 a.m. and United Vacations are giving you the chance to win a family holiday of your choice. Read the Evening Standard each day. Look for the key word, then listen at breakfast time for your chance to win. The American Dream. A family holiday to win every week for 5 weeks. With United Vacations, the holiday company of United Airlines, and London News Talk 11:52 a.m. Original Talk Radio.
This is Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call.
25 past 8 is the time, and I said earlier in the programme that I was really bowled over by the many, many letters that I've had wishing me well, and indeed wishing Brian Hayes well for the new programme. And I just want to read one letter which I received yesterday, and it comes from a lady called Mrs. James, writing from Earlsfield. Dear Doug, would it be possible to mention my mother's name on your radio programme? She hasn't got a birthday, she hasn't got an anniversary, but it's just that she's been listening to you since you started on the programme. She's 87 years of age. Oh, my show should have been 67 when I started on the programme. Yes, that's right, she's been listening to your show for 20 years, and she would have no other station on but LBC. Her name is Amy Morley of Earlsfield, and she said she'll probably fall off her chair if she hears you mention her name. Well, I hope she hasn't done herself any damage if she has fallen off her chair. But Amy Morley of Earlsfield, delight to mention your name, and I hope you'll be listening when not only Brian Hayes and I take to the airwaves at 6 o'clock, I hope you'll be listening when we finish, and indeed when Simon Bates takes to the airwaves between 10 and 1, and Simon has joined me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you again.
Last time we spoke, of course, you were on your way to Rwanda.
And the time before that, we shared a dressing room, which is something I'm keeping quiet about.
And that was at the Prince Edward Theatre, right, wasn't it, to raise money for the Rwandan refugees. Tremendous success that was, and I've no doubt that your new show on London News Talk 1152 will be an equal success.
I think the real problem is taking over from Pete Murray, because yes, when you follow an act as successful as that, and as well established as that, it's going to be pretty difficult. But all we're asking for is tolerance from the old listeners and maybe a little more excitement from the new ones.
Right. Now, a lot of people who will listen to you on FM, and I know a lot of people do actually switch across from AM to FM to hear you especially, will it be that sort of show?
Very much so, yeah. I mean, the idea really is to complement what you're doing. What you're doing is, the same that you've been doing for 20 years, Doug, but with more facilities and more operational abilities and more contacts. And that's going to be the joy. It's going to be a busier, harder work for you, I would think, isn't it?
I would think it probably will be. It'll be a lot faster moving, and we'll have to think a bit quicker. And I've got to keep Brian Hayes in check.
Well, you've got to control him.
You've got to control him.
There is one guaranteed way. Since you're taller than he is, back him into the corner and lean something up against him that he can't get out.
Well, let's face it, everybody's taller than he is. Now, listen, you'll be no doubt coming into our show, won't you, and telling us all the spectacular items that you're going to be doing.
Well, hopefully. It depends how busy your show is, because, quite candidly, I heard the pilot that you did a couple of days ago, and it was racing along, and I wouldn't want to intrude on that. What I hope will happen at 10 o'clock is that people will give us a break, give us a chance, and will then try us for maybe half an hour, 45 minutes, see if they like the mix, and if they don't, go away for half an hour, and then come back and try us again.
Mm, good. Well, I've been talking to Brian, and he's looking forward to teaming up with me. And
on the phone from his bed.
I know.
This is an extraordinary man. A nice enough man, but in his bed, for heaven's sake, at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you see, what I'm trying to do is to convince people that he is a nice guy. If you talk sense and if you get your arguments in the right order and everything, Brian will listen. But has he ever been nasty to you?
No, the truth about Brian, and you and I know this, Brian would like everybody to think that he's nasty. He spends most of his time, listener, watching old movies on Channel 4 in tears. This is a man for whom a Walt Disney film is a magnet. So deep down underneath, all you have to say is pussycats or little old ladies, and he's weeping.
All right, well, I think you should come in. Your executive editor, Simon Alcorn, who has done great things for this program, in that we've survived him.
You see, suddenly the truth comes
out,
isn't it?
That's right.
I've been passed on a weak and weary Alcorn, who's a broken man now, having worked with you. So, no, he's going to presumably try and make us competitive and also pretty effective.
I heard him say to you the other day, Batesy said it's a joy to work with a real broadcaster after what I've been through for the last 12 months.
He said that, but he didn't mean it. Man's a crawler.
Yeah, I know. I hope you will come into the show, because, we want a bit of sparkle in the last hour when Hayes is flagging us.
Oh, this is going to get pleasantly busy, I think all of us will be trying to find a new audience as well as keeping the old one. That's our job, isn't it?
It is, indeed. And it's a job you're very, very well equipped to do. Simon Bates, ladies and gentlemen, and I better let you get back to your job, which you're doing for one more day, and then it's the new Simon Bates Show. live, 10 till 1, every morning on London News Talk, 11:52 a.m. You will get the job, Governor.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. 8:30 news now.
This is London Talkback Radio, 11:52 a.m, 261 metres medium wave.
It's 8:30. Authorities in Finland have ordered that the bow doors on all car ferries sailing between Helsinki and Stockholm must be welded shut. The move comes after underwater cameras revealed the bow door on the Estonia had been torn off. Other Scandinavian ferry companies have also followed suit. A 41-year-old man has died in a fire in South Glamorgan. Two others were rescued by firefighters from the house in Barry. They're suffering from burns and shock. Tony Blair is preparing his first leader's address to the party conference in Blackpool today. His keynote speech will outline his vision of Britain under Labour. The Princess of Wales makes her first public appearance today since allegations that she had an affair with Major James Hewitt. Princess Diana is said to be upset at the revelations carried in the book Princess in Love, which sold 75,000 copies on its first day of publication yesterday. That's it for now. Next update in half an hour.
29 minutes to 9 is the time. Let's have a look at the finance. Shares have opened a little higher after yesterday's slump, with some of the braver traders bargain hunting after last night's 46-point drop for the FTSE. The market's also being helped by overnight steadiness for the Dow Jones on Wall Street. News in the city, there's been very little reaction to a profits warning from the merchant bank Hambros. It comes as no surprise after a similar warning from SG Warburg yesterday. But with few companies reporting and no major names among them, despite some good results, there's very little for the city to latch onto. They're waiting till we start the new programs. Don't worry, you know, then they'll come up with some dramatic news. Now, gold is trading at $395.50 an ounce. On the foreign exchanges, the pound against the mark, 2.45 marks, down half a pfennig. The pound against the dollar, up a quarter of a cent at just over $1.58. The dollar against the mark, 1.55 marks, down three quarters of a pfennig. And the opening FTSE 100 share index up 6.1 at 2989.6. The stars just keep tumbling in, you know. I've been talking to Brian Hayes, Simon Bates, Dominic Allen's here to read the sport in just a moment. I'll be having a chat with him. But first, C. Daly at the London Weather Centre. Good morning.
Morning, Douglas.
Right, jolly cold, isn't it? Real taters.
Oh, ooh. No, but you shouldn't be surprised, of course. You were told about it yesterday morning, weren't you?
Just a minute. I get that sort of treatment at home. I don't have to have it at work.
I don't always get it right, so I have to boast when I do.
Well, you do generally, see, I must admit.
Oh,
I mean,
yes,
about 42% of the time. You get the weather right, don't you, really? No, but you were absolutely right. And you were so accurate with your forecast yesterday. I said to my missus, get the washing in, because C has said it's going to rain about 11 o'clock. And about 2.5 minutes past 11, I believe, I wasn't there, but it started to rain, and it brightened up and was very chilly about 2 o'clock, so you're absolutely spot on.
Yeah,
so what about today, then?
Well, it's not going to be too bad today. I think it'll probably feel warmer this afternoon than it did yesterday, because there won't be quite so much of a breeze, and there's going to be loads of sunshine around right through the day, and the sun still has some power left in it this time of year. So, although it's chilly at the moment, temperatures in London just 5 degrees, and they will reach 11 degrees this afternoon, probably it'll look pretty, and you know, it'll psychologically feel better, I think.
Right. And is this cold snap going to go on, then?
Well, another cold night to come tonight. Temperatures in the centre of town holding up at about 5 once again, but as low as 1, just above freezing out towards the M25.
Mm-hmm.
So again, a frost on the grass, a frost on the cars, and
mm-hmm.
it'll be a bit mistier in places tonight as well, because there won't be as much of a breeze around. And then tomorrow, a similar sort of day to today, and gradually, as the week goes on, becoming less cold, so that tomorrow night, although still a bit of a frost around, probably not quite so cold, and then it becomes milder towards the end of the week. And eventually, that milder weather brings some rain with it on Saturday, but staying dry up till then and reasonably bright during the day.
Good, good. Well, this is the last weather report that we'll be getting from London Weather Centre.
It's sad, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it, really? I suppose we've got to look to the future and all this sort of thing. But it's been super.
Better things.
Well, I wouldn't say that, not after your weather forecast of yesterday, see. But would you give my kindest regards to all your colleagues and say how much we've appreciated talking to them over the past few months? And perhaps it may happen again sometime. You never know in the world of broadcasting. We may meet one day.
That's right. Oh, I hope so.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Best offer I've had all morning.
Thank you.
Oh, shut up, Alan. such a bore on these occasions. Fate worse than death. I've known you for the best part of 57 years, and you... Right, see, thank you very much indeed,
thanks,
and
very much,
all the very, very best
to you. And the same to you.
And your colleagues. Lovely. Right. Dominic's coming with a new station, aren't you? You're going to be with us in the morning, aren't you?
Yep, looking forward to it.
Smashing.
Yes, we've had a lot of fun over the last 20-odd years here,
We have, haven't we? And we've given them the information.
Yeah.
And I shall be handling you, so to speak, in the morning, if you see what I mean.
With young Hayes, yes.
With Mr. Hayes. Yes. So, anyway, what's the big news this morning, Dom? Oh, Pippa Sparks. Oh, Pippa, sorry, I got so carried away.
Yes, I can see. Right. We've got a lot of accidents to report at the moment. The M25 clockwise, very slow at Junction 10, the A3 intersection. Also out to the east, an accident in Buckhurst Hill has closed Westbury Lane. Down to the southeast, there's an accident there. That means delays for westbound traffic on Plumstead High Street from the junction with Griffin Road. And we've still got one lane out on the A2 Rochester Way Relief Road following an accident at the Danson interchange. Elsewhere, we've got delays for southbound traffic on Munster Road in Parsons Green near the junction with Fulham Road. A lorry's got stuck in the lane restrictions there, and the Hanger Lane Geratory system is slow onto the A406 North Circular northbound at the moment. Delays in both directions along the Marylebone Road. Westbound tailbacks to the Euston Underpass. Eastbound, it's slow up to the junction with Baker Street, going back towards the Paddington Slip. And on the motorways, long clockwise delays from junctions 5 to 8 now. That's round from the M26 to the A217 intersection. On London's Underground, the Elephant and Castle station is closed for a London Fire Brigade investigation. That means no service on the Bakerloo line between Lambeth North and the Elephant and Castle. On the Northern line, no southbound service Camden Town to Kennington via Bank, and no northbound services coming out of Elephant and Castle itself. Pippa Sparks reporting from the LBC Traffic Centre.
Now it is, Dominic.
Right. Right. In the main sports story this morning, is Severiano Ballesteros has won the German Masters Golf. He beat Ernie Els and Jose Maria Arrasabel at the first extra hole in a sudden-death playoff. They're tied with 18 under par four-round totals of 270. In the FA Premiership, Leicester City and Coventry City drew 2-2 at Filbert Street. Two players were sent off there, Gary Gillespie of Coventry and Jimmy Willis of Leicester. This evening, the focus switches to the Coca-Cola League Cup with four London sides in action. Tottenham take a 6-3 lead into their second leg match against Watford at White Hart Lane. Crystal Palace have to overcome a one-goal deficit against third division Lincoln at Selhurst Park. Chelsea take a 1-0 lead to Bournemouth, and Millwall go to Roker Park with a 2-1 lead over Sunderland. The New Zealand Cricket Council has confirmed that its tour of India will go ahead as planned. They've accepted assurances from the Indian authorities that the plague situation is now under control. The West Indies, who take part in a three-team series of one-day internationals with India and New Zealand, will start their tour a week tomorrow, 7 days later than originally planned. Today's race meeting at Redcar has been given the all clear. There had been some doubt because of the recent heavy rain there, but after an early morning inspection, the stewards decided that racing would be possible. There are no problems at either Warwick or Newton Abbot.
Well, let's have a look at the football. Premiership clubs in some danger of being beaten by the smaller ones in the Coca-Cola Cup tonight, aren't they?
Yes, and I think particularly Mansfield. They lead Leeds United by 2-0. They're at home tonight, so Leeds in a bit of trouble there. Palace are a goal down, right? They're against third division Lincoln at Selhurst Park tonight, so they've got home advantage. But they've still got to overcome that one-goal deficit. Millwall go up to Roker Park to play Sunderland. Millwall leading 2-1 after the first leg at the Den, but Millwall haven't won away from home this season. Tottenham, 6-3 up against Watford, that cracker at Vicarage Road a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Chelsea take a one-goal lead to Bournemouth. I think that should be enough for Chelsea. Bournemouth at the bottom end, at bottom but one in the second division. And I think Chelsea should win at Dean Court. But I think the big surprise could well be Mansfield against Leeds.
Right, and Seve winning the German Open. Nice to see that.
Yes, a tremendous performance by Ballesteros. He was six behind Ernie Els at the start of yesterday's round. He shot a 67. That made them level. And he won with a birdie at the first extra hole. And he's now second in the order of merit behind Colin Montgomery. He won the first prize yesterday of £104,000. Which might be enough to buy a new putter, I suppose. But he's in the order of merit just behind Colin Montgomery and in front of Olazabal and Bernard Langer.
Right, OK. And see you tomorrow, then.
Yes, look forward to it, Doug.
OK, Brian Hayes and Douglas Cameron, plus, of course, Dominic Allen with the sport. I'm delighted that Dom's going to join us, because he's not such a bad old devil, really, you know.
Might get that pint out of you yet.
Yes. That's right. That's right. I owe you one, don't I?
From 1974.
How much is a pint now, Dominic?
I don't know, Doug.
I bet you don't.
Never touch it. God, dear. Spills more than I drink. Right, anyway. Right, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Right. Oh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with Vera from Richmond, who thinks the show is great and wishes us all the best, but wants to tell me off for calling Marjorie my missus. Call her your wife. It's quite funny, actually. I must say, yes, your wife. I just have a thing about that. I generally call her my missus, and it's wrong, I know. She doesn't mind, because she's been the butt of my jokes for the last 35 years. She's enabled us to pay the mortgage with me insulting her on air. But, yes, I do say missus, and I said this. I was working out with this radio station, doing a job the other day with a young lady who was doing the other piece of commentary with me, and I was referring to my wife, and I said, my missus, and she'd never heard the expression before. She said, you what? And I said, my missus. She said, what's that? And so I realised that a lot of young people probably don't know what that means, so I will call her my wife from now on. Thank you, Vera. Right, you've got 20 minutes left if you want to say anything, insulting or otherwise, about me, the show, anybody in the world. It's 20 minutes to nine, and the number is 071-603-1152.
Well, yes, my real name is Marjorie, but to the gas man, I'm always Bunnykins, you see. My friends thought he was being a bit forward, but it's just the password they use, so that I'll know exactly who's at the door.
Any of our customers who are blind or partially sighted can arrange to have their own confidential password. That way, when our meter reader calls round, they can be completely sure that he is who he says he is.
Yeah, old Bert down the road would probably like to be called Castleover. He should be so lucky.
All our staff carry identity cards, but if you'd like the added security of a password, call 0500 43 44 45 and ask for the British Gas Identity and Password Scheme.
One, two, three, four.
In an independent test in October's What Mobile and Cell Phone magazine, Orange's coverage was judged to be the best in central London. The future's bright. The future's Orange. For more information on Orange, call 0800 168 168.
Where in the world?
Okay, now let's talk about a big store, PC World. How's that? A really, really, really big one. Enormous, gigantic, almost unbearably huge. Not just massive, massive squared. And very big on service to boot. Free on-site service, expert advice, a technical center for upgrades and configurations. A business center. I mean, we're talking the Mount Everest of service here. Anyone who calls this service small is a liar. I can't say more. It's just big.
PC World, Britain's biggest computer superstore. Big on choice, big on service, big on value.
PC World.
It is a sector exploding with opportunities. Seize them with the Evening Standard's new section, IT. With careers that challenge...
We need analyst programmers and fast.
An IT security and planning manager.
Safety critical software.
And careers that pay.
25K and a car.
18,000 minimum.
The 40,000 mark.
As IT creates the information superhighway, don't get stuck on the hard shoulder. IT appointments. New in the pink pages of the Evening Standard on Wednesday.
This is Douglas Cameron's Breakfast Call.
A little earlier than usual, and for obvious reasons, I've asked Pete Murray to come in and join me. He generally comes in about 10 to 9, and we have a little bit of a laugh. And he tells me what's in the show, and off he goes to prepare for it. Well, he'll be going off at around 10 to 9 to prepare for his last ever show on London Talkback Radio. And so he's very kindly broken off from... what he's planning for your show, and I know it's going to be a cracker of a show. I've been talking to your producer, and I know. So he's come down, and we're going to have a little bit of a chat about some of the wonderful moments that we've enjoyed together and you've enjoyed separately on LBC. Wait, 10 years?
10 years, and I had a very sweet letter from Philip Hodson. You remember Philip of Hodson?
I do, yes.
Sexual and emotional problems. And
Agony
that was
Uncle.
The first program I ever did.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was the first hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, he guided me through it. I've got a lot of people to thank in that period of time. And I'm going back to my very first producer, Peter O'Connell, an extraordinary man, Peter, but a great producer. He used to do Nightline, when that's what I started on. And Peter, I think, probably helped me more than I ever really imagined, because he understood the audience. And I'd say, well,
We'll talk about that, he said. They won't want to talk about that. They don't like politics and these like that. Forget it. So I said, oh, all right. He said, unless it's personal to them. Yes, they're not at all interested.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, he said, the only thing about politics, it always makes people, some people get angry and some people are pleased and then vice versa. He said, you only upset people talking about politics.
Right.
And he used to take little tiny snippets out of the newspaper. And he taught me so much, that man. Mm-hmm. He really did.
Yes.
And I'm deeply grateful to him. He's no longer with the company. He left some years ago. But whatever he's doing, I'd like to thank Peter O'Connell for what he did. I'd like to thank all the producers. I've had some super people, Steve Dodds, Michelle Porter, lovely lady, Michelle.
Oh, yes,
has
yes,
gone
yes,
on television.
Who produced for me for a year.
Mm. Super lady, yes. Yeah. And Seltzer Cold, darling Seltzer, who is also on television.
Yes,
now,
yes.
I'm glad to say, and I wish him well.
Yes.
I hope I don't want to leave anybody out. Vicky is presently doing, poor Stephanie Chaplin, whose mother's ill and is unable to be with us for the last couple of weeks. But Vicky's been great.
Mm.
I hope I haven't left anybody out, but I don't think I have.
I can remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was the first time you came into LBC when it was, of course, in the city of London, just off Fleet Street. In a place, little place called Gough Square, that no taxi driver could find.
No.
Remember, used to say Gough Square.
Yes, nobody knew where
nobody
it was.
Knew the devil it was.
Right and, by Dr. Johnson's house.
That's right.
And that's the only way they'd understand where it was.
That's right. And when you got the car in, you could never get a car out again.
God.
So it wasn't worth going in.
No, I never took a car.
But in. I remember you coming in to guest. You'd done something.
A record.
With Bob and myself?
Yes, that's right.
Came
I came
to talk about.
Yes, I made a record. Yes,
that's right.
That's and, when I was at the Beeb at the time.
That's right. It was about must have been about 1970 something.
79, that would have been.
Right. You came in as a guest of Bob and myself, and the slogan that was running at that time was one which was originated by a gentleman who was returned to the company, Keith Belcher. He's going to be our head of promotions. He was at that time a program controller. And he invented this wonderful phrase, I'm an AM lover.
Yes.
Because Bob and Doug's program was called AM.
That was a very good slogan.
I'm an AM lover.
I didn't realize that Keith had done that.
Keith had done that. That was his brainchild. And he got it put on all the signs, and people used to put it in the back of the cars. I'm an AM lover.
I had one myself.
That's right.
Even though I drove into the BBC car park with it. I have to tell you, Douglas, that over the years, prior to joining LBC, I was an LBC listener.
No, you were, yeah.
And an avid fan, and the dear, lovely Bernie Winters, when we were on tour in a play, he said, oh, it's great. He said, we're only 30 miles from London now. He said, we can pick up LBC, because when you're out of London, you really missed it, you
yes.
know.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. Because it was the best station.
Well, I just want to say that after you came in, you said, I'm an AM lover, and you had your program on Radio 2.
That's right.
The midday program, Open House, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
And I was driving home about midday that day, and I can always remember it. I was driving towards Marble Arch, on you came and said, I met two wonderful chaps this morning, Bob and Doug, and people in London will know who they are, and I want to play a record for them, and you played Peggy Lee's Lover.
Did I?
Yeah.
I remember, I didn't remember what
remember
the record
was.
Remember
that as till the day I die.
Oh, yes.
Good old Pete.
Yes, that was lovely.
Yeah.
That really was.
Yeah.
I've had some great years here, and the people have been absolutely fantastic. They really have. You know, we've had some good disputes, apart from anything else, from time to time.
Yes.
But I think that... you know, people generally have been absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, could I ask you for your happiest memory? I mean, is there a one program moment that you'll remember?
Well, there are so
or
many.
I don't want to...
no,
I don't want to spoil it, because if you're going to tell this in your program, I don't want to spoil it.
No, I can't really... I think every day's been great. Every day's... The great thing about doing a program like this is every day is different.
Yes.
And you see, when I mentioned Peter O'Connell, I'd been a broadcaster, and if I ever I had a problem, I could play a record, you know, if I was doing an interview.
Yes.
And when I have problems, this is the hardest form of radio there is. There is nothing harder. And I find that having been here these years, and when I actually go back and act and things like that, it's a piece of cake compared to this. Mm. Anything you do compared with broadcasting without any script, any knowledge of really what you're going to say or what people are going to say, is after that, anything is easy.
Yes.
Really, it is. Yes. Honestly, it's easy.
Yes.
This is the hardest, but the greatest challenge you can possibly have. And whatever I do in the future will never touch anything I've done here. Because this has been a wonderful 10 years, a wonderful challenge. Every day has been a challenge, and that I love.
Yes. And I think your enthusiasm, as it has been ever since you started broadcasting, has always shone through, hasn't it? And I think, like me, we're very fortunate. We both love our jobs. And,
absolutely. This is the, we love it.
You're very lucky, aren't you, if you do a job that you can do reasonably well and
people pay
you a reasonable amount of money for and you like doing.
Well, the sad thing is that so many people do things that they don't enjoy.
Sure.
Yeah. We're very fortunate because when people say, what's your hobby? My hobby is my work.
Yes.
That's my trip. Forget golf, forget tennis. They're just pastimes, but yes, this is what I really love.
Great. How did the golf go yesterday?
Bloody awful.
Okay, well, we know what... we don't know what's going to be in the last hour, but we're all looking forward to it because you're going to have a look back. But what's in the first 3 hours?
Well, we're going to start with Bradley Viner's very kindly coming in to do the first hour with Petline, but we'll also take some general calls in that as well, if anybody. And what we'd also like to have some amusing animal stories as well. Bradley's got a few himself. And we'll also take the odd general call if anybody wants to call in, but basically it'll be Petline in the first hour. In the second hour, our old friends from the Lucullus restaurant in Knightsbridge, the seafood restaurant, Ken Whitehead and Faddy will be coming in to offer their culinary delights. They seem to be very popular, as indeed was Giuseppe Bellini and Alberto Portuguese and our very dear friend from the Ritz Hotel, David Nichols. They've all been very popular on the station.
Lovely.
In the hour between 11 and 12, Alan Frank, who I think is, Peter Noble's wonderful on nostalgia. Alan Frank is great on the current scene. I think he's a very funny man, and I always enjoy his company.
Right.
And then in the last hour, well, it's
anything goes.
Time.
Anything goes.
Yes, we've been playing a few tapes as well. Right. And I'd love people to phone in and tell me of the things that have amused them, perhaps, on the air.
Well, I'm sure they
wonderful
will.
Wonderful wedding story that
I'm
is.
I'm sure they will.
One of the most hysterical about her wedding, her daughter's wedding. That actually went into all the papers, that one.
Yes. Yeah. And then there was the moment you came trouserless.
Ah,
to the program.
Thank you for reminding
me
that one. Yes, I do. I still see all over my trousers.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, the only man who could get away with coming into anybody else's program.
It's a funny thing,
trousers.
You see. Over the years, I was in Madame Tussauds. I've been melted down with Harold Wilson. Harold and I went together.
Did you really?
Yes, we did. And the other day, Humphrey of Kew came in with my book, One Day I'll Forget My Trousers, rather appropriately.
Of course.
And I signed it, and I saw that he got a copy that he purchased that would have been deleted, withdrawn from the library. Now, I mean, that is it.
Oh.
You melted down, the book's deleted and withdrawn from the library.
Oh, that's it.
And I'm, and this is the end for LPC. It's all very sad, but I've enjoyed every moment. And I'll tell you something, Douglas, I do wish you every success. And I do say that I'll miss you very, very much indeed.
Well,
God bless you.
The feeling's mutual. The feeling's mutual. And, this being an uncertain world, and we're in a very uncertain world of broadcasting, who knows? You never know. We may work together again. I do hope we meet together.
I hope we do.
We may work together. You never know.
God bless you.
Know.
All right.
God bless. Pete Murray, ladies and gentlemen. And I do urge you, if you can't catch any other part of his program, to be listening... try and be near a radio set between 12 and 1, because I think it's going to be something rather special. As indeed, I am sure that Steve Allen and Mike Dickin will have some surprises up their sleeves for you as well this afternoon. It's 7 minutes to 9.
They don't have my booking form. That's what the ferry company say. If I just popped into the post office and sent it Royal Mail recorded, then I'd have proof. Still, I'll be there by next weekend.
Here's Pippa.
6:56 for the very last time.
Thank you very much, Douglas. DHL Mobiles are reporting an accident in Enfield at the moment. It's on the A10 Great Cambridge Road, currently causing delays from the junction with Lincoln Road. We've still got delays in place following accidents, one in Buckhurst Hill that's closed Westbury Lane, and one in Plumstead High Street that's causing westbound delays at the junction with Griffin Road. Good news, however, from the Danson Interchange, following the accident there on the A2 Rochesterway Relief Road, the road has been fully reopened now, so traffic should start to recover fairly soon, and clockwise traffic recovering too on the M25 following an earlier accident at junction 10, the A3 intersection at the roundabout there. Elsewhere, traffic lights have failed on the A20 at New Eltham at 5 ways. That's causing delays on all the approaches there, and we've still got long delays in both directions along the Marylebone Road. Eastbound, it's slow back to the Paddington slip from Baker Street. Westbound, tailbacks to the Euston Underpass. On London's Underground, delays continue on the Northern Line.
Driving around looking for the best printer deals? Why, when Lantech Direct have Hewlett-Packard printers at rock-bottom prices? Dial 100. Ask for free phone Lantech.
Pippa Sparks reporting from the LBC Traffic Centre.
Well, Pippa, thanks for everything, and thanks to Andrew Carter as well, who I know couldn't get up in the DHL London lookout today, but thanks to all the team, and do pass on my kindest wishes, and all the very best. You've got a great future ahead of you, I'm sure.
May I wish you the very best of luck as well, Douglas, and to Brian Hayes when he gets up out of bed.
Yeah. Yes, it'll be about 11 o'clock, I should think.
With a last day for him.
He'll know the difference when he's up at 3:30 tomorrow morning, Pepper, I can tell you.
And
God bless.
I could lie in bed tomorrow and listen to you, too.
Okay, lovely. I hope you do. I hope you do. Pepper, thank you, and all the very, very best to you. 9:04. Let's have a look at the birthdays and anniversaries. Quite a long list this morning, so I want to get into it right away. Thomas James is 16 today. Happy birthday to you, Thomas, from Mum and Dad. Also 16 today, Natasha Sender. A very happy birthday with much love from Grandma Sonia. Happy birthday to Tony Sterling, 43 today. Birthday greetings to Sean Colston. Sean is 7 today. And that comes to you, Sean, from Mummy, Daddy, your brothers Scott and Jordan, Nana and Granddad, Sis and Kevin. And the messages have a super party this afternoon. Happy birthday to Len Knott and Godwin Galea, both 44 today. Keep smiling the way you both always do. That's the message with much love from Joan. A very happy birthday to Leslie Goldsmith, who's still just 40-something today, from her boys, John and Freddie, with much love. Derek Sanders. Derek is 10 today. Happy birthday from Mummy, Daddy, not forgetting Whisper the Cat. And a very happy birthday and best wishes to Kathleen Mulkern of Feltham, from Roger, Suzanne, Alicia, and the new baby. 9:03 is the time. Margaret's joined us from Colindale. Margaret, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Douglas. I heard you say Vera was telling you off for calling your wife your Mrs.
Yes.
Now, my husband calls me his Mrs. and I tell him off.
Oh,
he always
yes.
thinks if Douglas can do it, why can't he?
Oh, dear, dear, there I am, you see. I'm setting a bad example once again.
He's done it for ages.
Has he really?
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, I tell you what, when the new program starts tomorrow morning,
yes.
I promise to try and remember never to call Marjorie my missus again. All right.
Perhaps he'll do the same.
Perhaps he'll do the same.
Yes.
Margaret, thank you very much indeed for your call.
Good luck with your new program.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank
Margaret
you.
Of Colindale, the very last caller that we will take on the breakfast call because we're almost out of time. I just wanted a minute to say to everybody who has rung me up and indeed listened to the program, for the last 5 years since I've been doing the breakfast call. Thank you very, very much indeed. As Brian Hayes said when I talked to him about three quarters of an hour ago, and of course Brian will be joining me for the new program on London News Talk 11:52 a.m. from 6 o'clock tomorrow. We'd like to hear from you, and don't be afraid to ring him up. As Simon Bates was saying, he really is just a pussycat, and as long as you get your act in order, and 99.9% of you over the last 5 years that I've been talking to you have more than enough to say to put Brian in his place, should he want to be put in his place. So don't be afraid to ring him up, because we really do depend on you. And as I say, I've been doing the Talkback program for 5 years. And like Pete, I've been indebted to the very, very many people who produced me. Time only allows me to thank the current team,
Victoria Braverman, who is moving on to be one of the producers on the Simon Bates program. Very, very difficult when you've really, as Victoria has, got a very promising career ahead of her. You've got your eyes on a nice new job with Simon Bates, and somebody says, well, can you do Dougie for the last 3 weeks of his program? But she's done a magnificent job, and thank you very, very much indeed. To Lisa on the phones, who's had to take all the calls and put up sometimes with a bit too much flack, really, for my liking, but that's the story now that we'll forget. And, of course, to Steve Campen. Again, Steve will be with us on the news station, as indeed will Victoria, of course, and Lisa. And I hope you will be as well. All that remains for me to do is to take Simon Alcorn and Victoria and Simon and Lisa out for a meal sometime to be arranged. I didn't tell you about that, did I? But I will. It's been a little bit busy to do so before the end of the program, but I will do it in the foreseeable future. And to thank you for what you've done for me. You've kept me in business for the last 20 years, and I certainly hope that you'll be listening when I am joined by Hazy tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. 6 till 10, Hayes and Cameron. Don't be late. I think we can promise you something just a little bit different. And I do hope we'll have the pleasure of your company. Thanks for everything. Till 6 tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is London Talkback Radio, 1152 AM, 261 metres medium wave.
It's 9 o'clock. Finland has announced all bow doors of car ferries sailing between Helsinki and Stockholm will be welded shut. The Finnish National Board of Navigation announced the decision after the Estonia's bow doors were found to have been torn off in the Baltic ferry disaster that claimed over 900 lives. Reports that Sweden is considering a similar move have not been confirmed. Police in Sunderland are investigating if a serial killer has claimed his fourth victim. Detectives say three teenagers found in burnt-out premises over a four-month period were strangled. Police had thought the youths died after sniffing glue. Chief Superintendent Barry Stewart says they're now looking at the case of another teenager who died 4 years ago.
It's not unreasonable for people to have a fear. I would suggest, however, that the people, particularly in Sunderland, where these offences took place, that their best line of approach would be to give advice and guidance to young people in their care.
Tony Blair will demand unity and loyalty in his keynote speech to the Labour Party faithful in Blackpool today. Former party leader Neil Kinnock says no one will be in any doubt where Mr. Blair stands on the key issues.
In terms of demonstrating the direction in which he's travelling, the direction in which he's leading the Labour Party, I'm certain that it's in the character of the man to lay that out in terms that nobody can misunderstand.
A landmark judgment will be delivered today on claims by so-called Lloyd's names that they suffered multi-million pound losses because of negligence by insurance agents. Many names, including a number of Tory MPs, are said to be facing bankruptcy if the decision goes against them. Robin Amlow reports.
More than 3,000 investors in the Goodall Walker syndicates at Lloyd's are claiming £630 million in damages in the biggest lawsuit in British history. The case ended in July, but it's only now the verdict will be handed down. If it goes against the names, any MP made bankrupt would automatically lose his or her seat. But it's not the last Lloyd's will hear of the courts. Later this month, another multi-million pound action begins.
For Reuters Radio News, I'm Catherine Mitchell.
And a broken down vehicle currently causing westbound delays along the Limehouse link at the moment. That's going to slow up the A13. In Buckhurst Hill, Westbury Lane still closed following an earlier accident. And we've got westbound delays on the A13, in fact, coming down from Canning Town flyover into the Blackwall Tunnel northern approach. Down to the southeastern at the Dunstan interchange, the A2 Rochester Way Relief Road has fully reopened following an earlier accident. But it is very slow still for London-bound traffic. And it's also slowing up London-bound on the A2 through the Blackheath and New Cross areas. Down to the west in East Moseley, a burst water main on Hurst Road is currently causing delays at the junction with Bishop's Fox Way. The A3 West Hill still very full coming up from Tibbetts into the Wandsworth one-way system, and the Wandsworth Bridge roundabout also fairly busy, not helped by the northbound lane restrictions at Wandsworth Bridge. Long delays continue on Marylebone Road from the junction with Baker Street, eastbound tailbacks to the Paddington Slip. Westbound it's slow coming up from the Euston Underpass. On London's Underground, delays continue on the Northern Line.
This is Tony Adams reminding you that England play Romania on Wednesday the 12th of October. For tickets, call 081 982 6677.
Trevor Sparks reporting from the Talkback Traffic Centre.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the Pete Murray Show for the very last time, folks. And let me tell you what we have on the show. What a great day to start. Yeah, that's better. We start, Bradley Viner's joining me in this first hour with Pet Line, and we'll also be taking not only pet problems calls in this hour, but if you'd like to express a view of any kind, you can on 071-603-1152. In the hour between 10 and 11, we'll have Ken Whitehead and Fuddy from the Lucullus restaurant in Knightsbridge. And they'll be offering the culinary delights of Mediterranean seafood cooking. And, of course, there'll be, for one lucky caller, dinner for two, plus a bottle of fine wine at the Lucullus restaurant in Knightsbridge. And in the hour between 11 and 12, I shall be joined by my, well, certainly one of my favourite people, Alan Frank, who, of course, is the film critic for the Daily Star. And in the last hour, well, it's nostalgia time. We'll be reminiscing over the last 10 years. With, I hope, some of the amusing things that have happened that you might have heard, and I might be able to relate myself. That's the lineup of the Pete Murray Show, right up to 1 o'clock this afternoon, here on London Talkback Radio.
Millions of people will have their hearing impaired and may suffer discomfort or even pain. The cause? Earwax. Now, there's a new answer to problem earwax, Otex eardrops. New Otex is clinically proven to reduce the need for syringing. Its unique dual-action formula not only softens hardened earwax, but actually helps it fragment and disperse. Ask your pharmacist about new Otex. For clearer ears, there's been no better news in years.
Contains urea hydrogen peroxide. Always read the label.
Where in the world?
Where in the world can I find Canon's brilliant new BJC 4000 inkjet printer, offering 360 dots per inch color and 720 dots per inch black and white printing, all for the astonishingly low price of £369, excluding VAT at 17.5%.
It is a sector exploding with opportunities. Seize them with the Evening Standard's new section, IT. With careers that challenge...
We need analyst programmers and fast.
An IT security and planning manager.
Safety critical software.
And careers that pay.
25K and a car.
18,000 minimum.
The 40,000 mark.
As IT creates the information superhighway, don't get stuck on the hard shoulder. IT appointments. New in the pink pages of the Evening Standard on Wednesday.
Right, welcome to the program, and welcome indeed to Bradley Viner. Bradley, a very good morning to you.
Hello, Pete.
And sorry to have to bring you into this ridiculous time of the morning. Bradley, first of all, the memories I have of you were not when we first met, was when you were on with Mike Carson through the night. And I always wondered, what does Bradley Viner really look like? And there you are, a very tall Labrador.
So I've been told.
You
yes.
are definitely a Labrador. Yes, you are. And there's no doubt about it. Dr. Roger Mugford is a red setter, like his dog, isn't he?
I've never thought about.
Yes,
it.
Yes, oh, he's a hound.
You see people as yes. as animals.
Yes.
I mean you have a mental.
Oh yes,
pit
definitely.
Problem.
And
interesting
Jeffrey Paradise was definitely a terrier.
Was that the way he bit your ankles?
Terrier was he? Yes.